Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
As the Drifters bringing us back, thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there you can read or watch or listen to. We got multimedia right there. However you like to get your information, we've got it there for you. We're still working on the subliminal part and the telepathic part and the osmosis. We're still working on that. We haven't got that worked out yet, but we're making progress. I want to talk about whether small business owners are armed in their businesses or not. In an online poll last week, we asked this question regarding the national gun control debate. Do you keep a firearm handy when you're in your business? Well, here's what you said. 1/3 said they were never armed in their business. More than half said absolutely they're armed in their business. And about 16% said that they were thinking about it. So we got possibly as much as 2/3. Well, in fact, as much as 2/3 of our respondents either are armed or are thinking about being armed. So that's pretty significant number, I think. So I'll let the responses speak for themselves, but I want to talk about my thoughts on this issue. And I'm just going to lay it out there, and you can agree or disagree. But the gun control debate, in my opinion, is pregnant with paradoxes. Because of that, it's hard to get a resolution. This is why it's so tough in America to get a resolution, because here's some examples. The Second Amendment of the Constitution gives you and me the right, in the modern vernacular, to keep and bear arms. But one product of this right is millions, some say 300 million firearms in America, and many more new ones being manufactured every year. As a result, it's easy for the evil to eventually, not only the evil, but the mentally ill, to gain access to a weapon. So that's a significant paradox. We got the right to be armed, and yet that right gives us lots of arms, and sometimes that creates a problem. We have a centuries-old system designed to deal with the bad guys, plus newly restricted restrictions are being proposed. But to the bad guys, gun control will always be merely an inconvenience. When we pass these new restrictions, are we just imposing them on the good guys? Sophisticated counseling methods identify the dangerously demented, but privacy and confidentiality issues impede the effort and any system to prevent those demented people from doing somebody harm. And then in my home, I feel that I should be able to protect my family and myself from an intruder. But should that extend to the public, to when I'm in the public, when I'm out in the public? Should I be armed out there? So we got a lot of paradoxes here, folks. But most of the reforms being... The problem, I think, with most of the reforms today is, as my grandfather would say, I think they're a fool's errand. Most of the things we're hearing about today. More background checks would not have prevented Columbine. Smaller magazines wouldn't have stopped the guy in the theater in Aurora, Colorado. If there'd never been gun show sales, the thing that happened in Tucson where Congressman Gabby Gifford was shot and injured and 19 people were killed, that would have still happened if there had never been gun control sales. Nor would banning assault weapons have stopped the unspeakable from happening at Sandy Hook. Two of the three weapons the guy had at Sandy Hook were not assault weapons. And we now know that with each killer, there's a family and or a professional who were aware of the potential violence. We know that, folks. We now know that there were people in every one of the cases that are so in our face right now, that have been going on now for the last, that have been the big news for the last 12 years or so, that someone in that person's life knew that there was a problem and didn't do anything about it. And also, folks, none of the current proposals, and we have to be honest about this, none of the current proposals, the current reforms being proposed, address the real reason that children are killed as innocent bystanders of gang drive-by shootings. It's happening all the time. Look at Chicago. They got one of the highest, toughest gun control regimes in the country, and yet it's the murder capital of the country. We've got to address these other things, folks. And if you remember, I wrote an article a while back called What's Worse Than Evil. In that article, I was concerned, and I still am, that politicians will legislate control of things like magazine size and things like that, and then go home smug in the belief that they prevented another Sandy Hook. But to paraphrase Cassius from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the fault, dear friends, is not in our tools, but in ourselves. So, finally, I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to be surprised, that I'm with the 53% of our poll respondents. If someone comes in my home or in my office with the intent to do me or mine harm, I will exercise my Second Amendment right, and I will do it with extreme prejudice. I'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know how to get me. You can find my link on the website and send me an email if you agree or disagree with me on that. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.